Note on Daryl Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, first name D-A-R-R-Y-L, date 2/15/65, chief complaints right knee pain history. It's a 47-year-old male sent in consultation, requested Dr. Southall for evaluation of the knee. He injured it 1 month ago when he sprained it. He's been having pain, swelling, catching, locking in the knee since that time. He works as a sheriff. He's tried resting it, doing a home exercise program. He's been taking Motrin. The symptoms have persisted. He feels that his knee gives way with activities, period. He has no other complaints, denies any other injuries to the knee. Examinations, a large muscular male and no acute distress. The right knee has medial joint line tenderness, pain at the extremes of extension and flexion. There's a positive McMurray's medially, negative laterally. Patellofemoral compartment shows normal tracking without crepitus. The ligament exam is grossly intact. No calf tenderness, distal neurologic exam intact. The contralateral left knee has full painless motion without instability, weakness, or tenderness, period. Paragraph x-rays, insert normal right knee x-rays in office. Diagnosis is right knee injury, 5 weeks duration, that's not responded to conservative management with exercises and anti-inflammatories, is concerning for a medial meniscus tear with persistent mechanical symptoms. Plan, I'm recommending an MRI of the knee. I will see the patient back afterwards. Send a copy to Dr. Kirby Southall.